Thanks, Steph.
And I will finish in 3 minutes, but we don't need questions. So this is being presented on behalf of Mohamud and the Flux study team, so it's not really my data. Background, I think most people are quite aware that crystal meth use among gay men has been strongly associated with condomless anal intercourse with casual partners and subsequent HIV infection. And in the previous iteration of the guidelines, meth use was the only drug that was indicated as eligibility for PrEP. But biomedical HIV prevention strategies like PrEP and treatment as prevention are changing our understandings of safe sex. So we really want to introduce this idea of protected condomless anal intercourse with casual partners, whereby if somebody is taking PrEP or has an undetectable viral load, they're essentially protected when they're engaging in these behaviours. So we wanted to look at factors associated with recent crystal use, and particularly if protected condomless anal intercourse with casual partners was more common among crystal users. So we use data from the Flux study, which is a national prospective observational online cohort study of licit and illicit drug use. And I use Flux data again in my next presentation in 7 minutes' time, so remember this. I'm not going to say it again there. We used just responses from 2018, so if people had more than one response, we took their most recent response only. And in this analysis, men who were currently participating in PrEP implementation studies were excluded, which left us with just over 1,300 participants. And we just used multivariate regression to look at factors associated with crystal use. So we had 12% of the participants report recent methamphetamine use, and the participants were pretty similar to any other sample of Australian gay and bisexual men, median age about 35, predominantly Anglo-Celtic background. Half had a regular partner. 8% were HIV positive, but most of those people did have an undetectable viral load, and 35% reported current PrEP use. So looking at factors associated with crystal use, we can see that greater social engagement with other gay men, as well as greater social engagement with other gay men who use crystal, were associated with a likelihood to have used crystal in the last 6 months. Number of sexual partners, we took this as a continuous variable, but there was a slight association there. And most interestingly, among HIV negative men who are using PrEP, there was a slight increase in the likelihood of having used crystal recently. And among HIV positive men with undetectable viral load, there was a really strong association with recent crystal use. So to sum up, and I think pleasure doesn't get spoken enough about at conferences like this. So crystal use was predominantly used to enhance pleasure among the men. And we did ask why you used drugs amongst any of the drug use questions. But even among recent users of crystal, use was fairly infrequent. And the key take-home point from this is that gay and bisexual men who were engaging in condomless anal intercourse with casual partners and used crystal were more likely to be biomedically protected, be on PrEP or TASP, than men who engaged in condomless anal intercourse with casual partners and didn't use crystal. And they're about twice as likely to be protected. So I guess we need to consider that additional level of nuance when we're talking about harm reduction interventions and perhaps ways that gay community networks, and particularly those involved in chemsex subcultures, could be used as an opportunity to educate and increase the uptake of biomedical prevention strategies even beyond the levels that they're already at. And I think I'll leave any other mention of the guidelines given the current changes. So thank you.